American Christian, how you doing? Pete Cooper with Heart of the Father Ministries, Doc's on assignment, and we are back in studio today. In our last episode, we were in Psalm 37, and we were talking about 25 promises. You know what's interesting about, you think about hundreds and hundreds of promises that God lays out in the Word. Like you could just start feasting on just promises. But here's the other thing that I realized as I was kind of going back through Psalm 37, which is where we are looking at our 25 promises that are found in Psalm 37, is this is the other thing, is that there are these commands that are also found in Psalm 37. Matter of fact, there's 17 of them that are commandments. They're commands. God's telling us to do something, and that out of doing those things, there are some promises that adhere to us. And as believers, being equipped to be able to move out, to have a boldness, to be courageous, to be able to tell people about the goodness of God, we have to be able to have something in our pocket so that we can share it with people. I mean, even if you got into the point where, look, if you want peace, look, delight yourself in the Lord. If people want peace, they need to delight themselves in the Lord. If you delight yourself in Him, delight, not be buckled under by the commandments of God. Listen. No. So let's just kind of move on here. We've looked at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's move into verse 24, because we're looking at the promises. So let's move into verse 24 of Psalm 37. It says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Though he fall. So verse 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. You know, being ordered by the Lord, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And one of the things that is interesting to me, because I've always heard, you know, God is a God of order, you know, and then I've also heard other people say, look, you know, step one comes before step two, and two before three, and three before four, and God doesn't take things out of order. No, but He orders the steps. I think I may have said this yesterday, is the idea behind the steps being ordered. He can take you from one to five quickly. He can take you from step 7 to step 15 very quickly. He can pull a man out of prison and make him prime minister of Egypt, as in the case of Joseph. God can take you and give you an uncommon promotion that others would be like, what happened there? How in the world? How did she get promoted over me? How did he get promoted over me? How come he just got a raise? This guy, yeah. How did he? I've been here way longer than this guy. Like, how come I'm? Hey, I'm gonna go in and say something. Like, that guy should. Hey, there's no way that he. Look, God orders steps. Don't be concerned with evil. We talked about that yesterday. Look, don't fret because of evildoers. Look, if someone gets promoted because they're willing to lie and cheat. I think that was kind of one of the things that came out of Joyce Meyer's testimony. It's like, look, she was like, well, you know, she was in charge of sending out account, you know, about sending out bills. And there was a particular guy that had paid off his bill and he had a credit. And her boss was telling her, hey, look, just, you know, don't say anything about the credit. Just, you know, send off the invoice and, you know, put it at a zero balance. You know, if he needs to know that there's a credit there, you know, he's probably going to order more stuff from us anyway. So we'll just credit it back to him then. But don't tell him anything about it right now. We want him to continue, you know, to purchase goods and items. She became conflicted about that. And she ended up going into her office and saying, hey, look, I'm not willing to do that. I can't do this. I'm not going to do it. It's not right. It's not the right thing to do. So there's a story behind that. But look, when you start standing up for doing what's right and not making it a public display in front of the whole office, hey, I'm not going to, look, you can pull somebody off to the side and, hey, look, I just want you to let you know, I'm a Christian, and lying about my hours or lying about how you're paying me, it's not right. It's not a good thing to do, to take and to steal and to get into the little, into petty theft. It's not a good idea. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to be a part of it. Don't ask me to lie for you again. Hey, I know that you want me to lie and to say that you were here yesterday, you know, because, you know, the boss wasn't in. But look, I'm not going to do it for you. And you're probably going to be mad about that. But look, you're asking me to lie for you, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not lying for any man. I'm just not going to do it. So, you know, when we begin to move, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. The he delights in his way is God delights in your way when you are being ordered by the Lord to move and to take a step. Verse 24, though he fall, whoop, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. You know, we hear about the verse, you know, though a man falls seven times, he gets up the eighth. We don't want that to be a life verse. But know this, that when you do fall, God will pick you up and reestablish your order. It is, I want you to know, I don't take this lightly, because I was this man. I was the man that though I fell, I was not utterly cast down. The Lord reordered my steps. And I'll tell you this, he didn't take me from 1 to 5. He took me to 1, A, B, C, D, 2. A, B, C, D, E. Step 3, A, B, C, right? Because that's, I needed that. I needed that kind of order. I needed those kind of steps. I needed that kind of time. But as I started to mature and as I started to grow, then the Lord started advancing me in a very peculiar way. It was very uncommon. The Lord brought me into ministry. There were people that were seeing this, that knew it to be true, but didn't believe it until it actually started to happen. And then that kind of advancement came. So I want you to be encouraged by that he orders your steps, and though you may fall, that's the promise, you're not going to be utterly cast down. The Lord will uphold you. If you are cast down unjustly, the Lord will raise you up. Don't be concerned about that. God doesn't forget about little things. Oh, man, I forgot about Terry. I left him way back there, weeks ago. I hope you'll understand. No, God knows your name. He knows everything about you. He created you. He knitted you together. There is a process in your life that God is going to work you through it. Why? Because he wants you to have the promises. Amen? So, upheld by God. Number 11. This is the eternal inheritance. The Lord knows the days of the upright. Verse 18. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. And this is what I was saying just moments ago. He has not forgotten about you. He knows the days of the upright. Who are the upright? Those who confess their sin. Those, right, today, who are the upright today? The upright today are those that have been born again into the new creation. They've come into the Lord. They've confessed him as Lord and Savior. They've believed on him that he died for their sins, that he was buried, and that on the third day he rose again. They believed it. They confessed it with their mouth. The Lord changed them and quicken them into a new creature, all right? So now you are the righteous. He knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever, an eternal inheritance. You're living in it right now. It's not when you die, you move into this eternal inheritance. And you probably have said that or heard that. But I'm just, look, your eternal life, you're in it right now. You're being trained up for it right now. How well do you listen? How well do you follow the commandments of the Lord? Are you somebody that can be trusted with the commandments of the Lord? Can you be trusted to go and to deliver messages? Are you, right, a person whose feet are shod with good news, who bring peace into situations? Are you that kind of a guy? Are you that kind of a gal? They're not going to be ashamed in evil times, verse 12, or number 12, not be ashamed in evil times, verse 19. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. You know, by a show of hands right now, how many of you are experiencing famine? I don't think that you are. I mean, my guess is that if you're listening to me right now, you're not suffering from famine. Because it says right there, in the days of famine, which is what we've been hearing about, supply chain problems. We've been hearing about how prices are going up. We've been hearing about shortages. I have not seen it. I have not seen it. Myself, I have not seen famine. And really, if we're famine, I don't. Famine means there's nothing, nothing at all, nothing. So I'm not experiencing that. I don't think we're in a time of famine. And there could be supply chain shortages, but it must be for things that I'm not buying. Because when my wife goes to the grocery store, she comes back with what she had on her list. She doesn't come back and say, well, the shelves were bare when I went to the grocery store. No, there's an abundance there. There's food in the aisles at Walmart. I've been there. I've seen them. There's an abundance that's there. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. Now, this is written back, you know, in the days of David, evil times. Look, evil times today is that people who are doing evil are being rewarded for good, and people that do good are being rewarded for evil. Take Rodney Howard Brown. Forcing him to close down his church. They wanted him to close it. He wouldn't close it. They went there. They arrested him and took him to jail. Now, it's an interesting story, so, you know, stay tuned. But right now they're on like day 578. Since the day that he was arrested, they've had the doors open there, and they've had nothing but people massing into that place by the hundreds every single night. I think the only night that they don't do something on site is on Mondays. They do a rebroadcast on Mondays. But still, there's people that are there for the rebroadcast. So, look. Their inheritance shall last forever. The days of famine, they shall be satisfied. They shall not be ashamed in the time of evil. All right, let's keep moving. Satisfied in that right there, you can mark that down as a promise. So not be ashamed in evil times would be 12. 13 is being satisfied in the time of famine. Number 14, not be cast down in a fall, verse 24. We talked about that. 15, not forsaken by God, verse 28. Verse 28 says this, for the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. Man, you know, I've thought about this, you know, kind of more than once. You just think about the fact that your ancestry, you're here today. Your name was not cut off three generations ago. You're here today, and you're hearing the word. I just find it fascinating. I find it fascinating that we are here, that we are being preserved, that we have been trained up for a time like this. Like that we're in a place where you could say better than any other generation, the hand of the Antichrist or the Antichrist spirit is working very hard right now, and the evidence thereof is being seen as the forerunners of every, if you want to do commerce, right, you have to take the mark, either to be on the hand or on the forehead, that the idea behind that is literally being stated over the news waves. Look, if you're not vaccinated, you're not eating here. If you're not vaccinated, you're not coming in here. You have to prove it. You have to prove that you're vaccinated in order to go in. Now, that's not happening here in our state, in Minnesota, but it's happening in other states, and it's happening right now. And here we are, you know, the 100 days to, you know, stop the spread. We're now in 2022, and we're still trying to stop the spread. It's crazy, and I don't want to go down that path because we're going to stay on focus right here. But you shall not be cast down in a fall. You are not going to be forsaken by God. 15, number 16, you're going to be preserved. You're in preservation by God forever. And that the descendants of the wicked are cut off. None of your steps shall slide. In verse 31. None of your steps shall slide. The law of God is in his heart. So, listener, is the law of God in your heart? Because if it is, your steps shall not slide. What exactly does that mean? This is where it should be, and if it is, that his steps will not slide. This is where it should be, and if it is, his steps will not slide. This is where saints spend eternity. This is where they should be. And if you are there, your steps aren't going to slide. Quit thinking that you're sliding. You know, the devil's a liar. He's going to tell you that you're sliding. Now, if the Holy Spirit's telling you that you're sliding, then we got a different story. And we have to come at that a little bit differently. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. Preservation by God forever is 16. 17, descendants of the wicked are cut off. Number 18, this is 25 promises that we find in Psalm 37. Do you know any promises from God? You can say, I do. Go to Psalm 37. There's 25 promises right there. You are a quarter of the way to 100 promises right there. Just out of this one psalm. None of your steps shall slide was 18. 19, the Lord will not give you over to the wicked. Verse 33, the Lord will not leave him in his hand nor condemn him when he is judged. Look at 32 and 33 together. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand nor condemn him when he is judged. You know, the devil's cast his vote for you, and God's casted his vote for you. So you're the deciding vote as to which way you're going to go. Are you going to believe what the devil has for you, or are you going to believe what God has for you? The Lord will not leave you in the devil's hand. He won't do it. And this is Old Testament that we're talking right now. This is Old Testament promises. All right. The Lord will not give you over to the wicked. That was 19. Number 20, the Lord will not condemn you. Promise 21, in the end, you will have peace. 37, that's verse 37. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. You can tell the Lord that you have peace. Tell him, I have peace. I have peace. I have peace. I have peace. The blameless man. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright. You're blameless because God took your sin away. Because Jesus took your sin away. It's gone. It's removed. That makes you blameless. He observes the upright. Who's the upright? Those that obey him and walk in obedience to him. So the future of that man is peace. But transgressors shall be destroyed altogether. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. That is a promise. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. Let's keep moving. That was verse 38. The transgressors shall be destroyed altogether. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. Here's a promise, another promise. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. He is your strength in the time of trouble. That is a promise. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. Verse 40. The Lord shall help them and deliver them. Who? The righteous. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. So promise 20 is this. It's a lot of writing down, isn't it? The Lord won't condemn you. Promise 21. In the end, you will have peace. That was verse 37. Salvation is yours. That's promise 22. And that's found in verses 39 and 40. Strength from God in trouble. That's promise 23. Promise 24. Help from God. That's verse 40. And deliverance from the wicked. That's verse 40 as well. So as you can see, this thing is packed right now with a powerful punch. This is the work of the Lord. And this is what that work looks like. This is what these promises look like. That this is active in your life right now. These promises are active. You have active promises from the Lord. So I want you to take a look at verse 27. Because I said, you know, with this particular psalm, that there are commands. There are commands that, and I want you to go in there and dig those out. You know, here's your homework. Your homework for tonight is to go in and to dig out what these commands are and see and tell me if you can find 17 commands in Psalm 37. Can you find them? Can you list them out? I'm going to give you one. It's verse 27. It says this, depart from evil and do good. And dwell forevermore. So this is the thing. If you obey all 17 of these commands found in Psalm 37, if one obeys all 17 commands of this psalm, you're going to be entitled to the fulfillment of the 25 promises. One cannot expect the full blessing of God if he doesn't fully obey him, right? How do you expect to be blessed by God when you won't do what God has asked you to do? The promises are, after all, primarily to the righteous. That's you, but you still need to walk in obedience to the Lord. Primarily to the righteous are the saints. You're a saint. You're not a sinner. How many of you know we all sin? No, we don't all sin. I'm not sinning. I'm here. I'm not sinning right now. I'm sitting in my office and I'm telling you about the Word of God. I'm not sinning. We're not all sinners. We're saved. We are saved. Either you're a saint or you're unsaved. Either you have been forgiven of your sins or you haven't been forgiven. If you haven't been forgiven of your sins, you're a sinner. And so look at yourself. Take a look at yourself. Look. Well, I could go in a bunch of different directions. I'm not. Well, I'm going to leave you right here because that's really, I want to do you right and not take you down any type of a rabbit hole. this afternoon. So, eyes closed, heads bowed. Father, we thank you for the blessings that come from knowing you, from being your son, being your daughter, God. You have risen us up and have brought us into a place, Lord, where we can feast upon your promises, promises to hold us and to keep us. Amen. Lord, thank you, God, that you're a God that brings us peace, and you say even abundant peace, Lord, that you bring our righteousness as light, Lord. You bring things to pass. You're the one. You're the author and the perfecter of what we are doing and how we are walking. Lord, you have preserved us, and you have not forsaken us. And Lord, I just pray over the children of these listeners and their children's children, Lord, that they would continue, Lord, to follow after you, to not be ashamed, Lord, in evil times. Lord, let them stand. Lord, give them strength, a boldness, and a courage, Lord. Lord, we are in very, very close to end times right now. Lord, we are seeing with our own eyes and hearing with our own ears, Lord, the encroachment that is coming upon this world system that comes. But Lord, we know that you've given us promises, Lord, that you will keep us, Lord, that you will strengthen us in times of trouble, that our help comes from you, and Lord, we will be delivered from the wicked. In Jesus' name, keep your people whole. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. Doc will be back in next week, and looking forward. You know, these are always kind of tough to do by yourself. I just really like having Doc because he knows so much, right? But it's just, it's good, and we always have a good banter. So, you know, come on back if you're a first-time listener. Come on back and have a listen when Doc Nichols is back in-house. We love you. We ask the Lord to be out in front of you and keep you and to hold you. In Jesus' name, amen.